The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
More resources available online at jenniferjackson.com. This is Simply for Women.
Well, today we have Patricia Douglas again. There's so much rich wisdom inside of her, and I wanted you to glean as much as you could get. So we're doing this again today, and you can hear her previous episode at jenniferjackson.com. That's right. Go to jenniferjackson.com and look up Patricia Douglas. You do not want to miss her part one, especially if you are adopting, have been adopted, or are considering choosing adoption for your baby. Those topics you don't want to miss that. But Patricia, welcome back to the show. We're so glad to have you today.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for asking me again, Jennifer.
I feel a kindred spirit with you. I love your heart. I love it, your story of being adopted and how God adopted you and all of that. But today, let's talk about once you were this teen pregnant mother, how God provided for you and how you have a faith that God would provide for all of us, whatever we're walking through. We need to talk about provision a little bit.
Yes. One thing I'd like to share is, of course, being 17 and not married and things of that nature. And yes, my parents did help me along the way. One little incident that I remember is that, you know, they were still getting used to their 17-year-old daughter having a baby. And they were even concerned about it because I was young. And this was years ago, mm-hmm. right? And so we went to this Italian restaurant. And so I'm sitting there with my parents. And so this waitress says, "Oh, my goodness, you're going to have a baby." And I was like, "Shh, shh, shh, shh." I was like, yeah. We're still getting over this, you know, like
thanks
that.
A lot.
Yeah, you know. And she said, "Oh, but I have some beautiful maternity clothes that I've been wanting to give to somebody. Can I give them to you?"
Oh, wow.
And all of a sudden, you know, I said yes, and I would come back to meet her. And my parents begin to see God's provision for me outside of what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so this started happening a lot, you know, and so therefore they begin to say, okay, she's going to be okay. She's going to be, because this is a perfect stranger, a waitress at a restaurant, didn't know me from anybody, that says, "I've been having these clothes waiting for someone. And there I am sitting there with my little belly."
That is so powerful. I love it.
Yeah, so that's just one of the many ways that God would do things for me and has been doing things like that off and on during my whole life, actually.
He is a provider. What is it? Jehovah Jireh, our provider. That's one of the names of God. And maybe, why don't we just pause before we go forward? But there might, someone needs something right now. And would you be willing to pray for us that God would be that provider?
Absolutely, Jennifer. You know, He is Jehovah Jireh, our provider. And another definition means this, is that His provision shall be seen. So what I would like to release in prayer, Father, in Jesus' name, is that the provision that you have for every person that's going to hear this broadcast, that you have already provided. You're not up in heaven trying to figure out what to do, Lord. You have provided. So I pray, Ephesians 1, that the eyes of their understanding would be enlightened, that they know the hope of your calling. In other words, their heart would be revealed and opened by Holy Spirit of what provision you have already planned for them, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. That is so powerful. Wow. Well, Patricia, this is Patricia Douglas, and she's a pastor's wife. Together, they minister for over 18 years. They started as worship leaders. She's now an author and has so many wonderful things in her ministry. One of the things you talk about is A Few of My Friends. Where did you get the name of that for your ministry?
Oh, Jennifer. So in 2017, I wanted to get some women together that had been iron sharpened iron. We need that in our life, Jennifer, right? We need those women that are iron sharpened iron. It's not going to stroke us and say, "Oh, you okay, you okay." And so I thought about having a little dinner with some close friends, but I never did. And the following year, the Lord said, I want you to put something together. And I said, okay, Lord, what do you want me to call it? He said, a few of my friends. And so from that, he told me, he gave me the scripture, Isaiah 45:3, digging up hidden treasures of darkness and riches of secret places that God has placed inside of you. And so we just started having a gathering. Then it went to quarterly. And then we went on now since 2018. So what we do is we pull up those hidden treasures that God has in his daughters and bring those to the surface, reminding them who they are in Christ Jesus, and letting them know that sometimes we can have some weeds in there and some things that's tying up the roots. So we need to deal with that through healing so that those jewels can come up to the surface that God has placed in you, whatever that may be. So that's a little about a few of my friends.
Oh, that is so fabulous. Well, I want to talk about something else, too, shifting gears here just a little bit. I want to talk about how do we stay in a place of refreshing? And really, I think so many of us deal with discouragement. And how do we get rid of discouragement and then just live? Is it even possible to live in a place of refreshing? God has done so much for you and through you. How do you stay there? How do you live in that place?
Well, I have to remember that I have the key to go in and stay refreshed. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes I'll forget, like, oh, I don't know, today is this, then, oh, I got the key. And the key is Thanksgiving. And so I find that even, and can I be very transparent, even days when tears are falling, I say, Lord, I thank you. And I just begin to think about everything, Jennifer, he has already done. And when I do that, I sense a refreshing coming up in my heart. And so whether the tears may have started out as, oh, boy, it ends up being, oh, joy. You know, and sometimes you have to thank him even though you have tears. And you keep that place watered in your heart with his word. Every one of us have times where it feels a little dry. Okay, I'm just going to be honest. You know, dry like the Sahara Desert. But when we begin to say, but you're still the same, Lord, you don't change. Just because I feel this right now, you haven't changed. You're the same yesterday. So I think that being thankful, even though it seems hard to say it because of maybe pain or disappointment, if we find ourselves saying, Lord, I thank you that I'm alive. I thank you that you're breathing through me. That's the start as far as I see in my life.
Oh, that is so wonderful. The Thanksgiving. I mean, we enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise, it says in Psalms. Why is it so hard to be thankful sometimes when we're crying? Why do you think opening our mouth just is the hardest first step in that place?
Well, you know, the enemy will always try to shut our mouths. And I said something recently at a women's meeting. I said, he tries to take our voice. And so sometimes if we are feeling physically, whether it's anguish or discouragement, you don't really feel like talking, Jennifer. You really don't. You know, you prefer to sit in the corner and just be quiet. But no, ladies, we don't want to do that. You know, sometimes I'll even go to the extreme. And when I feel like that, like you're not going to talk, I'll say, Lord, I praise you. I'll just come out and I can tell the atmosphere changes immediately.
It's so true. You know, sometimes for me, I'll be in my kitchen. Seems like I'm always in the kitchen. But if I can put on a song, I'll begin to sing, then I can break through. Or get my Bible open and just read the word out loud. Then I feel like the breakthrough begins. But it's just deciding, I guess, in those hard moments to make that first step, you know?
Exactly. You're right. You're correct.
Well, God wants to meet us and he wants to encourage us. Is there any other wisdom that's on your heart today you want to leave with us? We have about 2 minutes max.
You know what? No matter what is going on in the natural, you know, there's a lot of things, ladies, that are being maybe thrown at us and things of that nature. Remember now that God He knows it all, and there's an unseen and there's a seen realm. So just know this. Know that even though you might be walking through this in the natural, but the Father saw it before that even took place. I remember I used to say, Lord, you must not even get the email about this, because this right here is too much. You must not even get the memo. But he did. He knew before you were born. He knew before he created Adam and Eve what you would experience today. And guess what? He has a plan, but it'll be his plan, not exactly what you may want, but it'll be his plan.
As we submit to him, he might reveal more of the plan.
Yes, or either reveal more about us.
That's right. I think sometimes he tests our heart as we begin to walk in his will, and he just wants to see what's all in there, and we just to get it lined up with him, and then he can move in a powerful way. Mm. Wow,
so
Patricia, this is really great. I am so honored to have you with us. It's been a transparent and wonderful conversation. I love your heart. I love how you minister to women and to so many people through your family. It's very encouraging. So thank you.
Thank you.
It's fun to be together. I feel like I already know you.
Good.
Well, this is Patricia Douglas, and I want you to get to know her better. Maybe you want to be a few of her friends, and you can do that today. Go to social media and look up Patricia Douglas or a few of my friends. You can find her there and learn more about her. She has a book that was called I Was Adopted Twice by her parents and by the Lord. I think that will encourage your faith. Well, thank you, Patricia. It's been a wonderful day. I'm Jennifer Jackson, and you have been listening to Simply for Women. Go to jenniferjackson.com because you want to hear more of these stories or part one of Patricia's, and you can find that right there at jenniferjackson.com. I have some free downloads for you there. Have a great day.
We hope that today's show has been a blessing to you as you seek to simply live out your faith. To hear today's show again or to share it with a friend, search Simply for Women wherever you get your podcasts. Or visit Jennifer's website at jenniferjackson.com. That's jenniferjackson.com. Thanks for joining us on Simply for Women. Take time today to simply be with God.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.